Bad barista, yeah, they're bad. Bad barista, yeah, they're bad. Bad barista, yeah, they're bad. Are they bad meaning bad or bad meaning good? Good, good, good.
Welcome to another episode of Bad Barista. I'm your host, Casa Campagna.
And I'm his co-host, Teresa Soymacha.
Today, this episode, we will be discussing drinks from no other than Dutch Brothers. I'm not sure if Dutch Brothers is nationwide.
No, it's not. I feel like the furthest they've expanded is towards Texas.
Okay, but you said they're originally from...
Africa. Oregon.
Oregon, okay.
It was Oregon, yeah, Oregon. Because they have a dairy farm that wasn't doing too well, so they turned to selling coffee.
Okay, so Dutch Brothers is a West Coast thing.
Mm-hmm. Oregon.
Which is trying to move out towards the Midwest, mm-hmm. and then maybe out to the East Coast. So all the people on the East Coast, I'm sorry, you don't know what Dutch Brothers is. But if you come down here to the West Coast, go check out Dutch Brothers. And that's not a commercial because they're not paying me. So what drinks are we focused on today from Dutch Brothers?
All right. So today we're focusing on the Caramel Pumpkin Brulee Cold Brew, the Sweater Weather Chai White Coffee, and the Pumpkin Pie Frost.
Okay, a lot to say, you know, in my mouth with all those things.
That a sweater name is really throwing me off.
Sweater. I would say, though, one thing about Dutch Brothers, they do have a lot of unique names for a lot
they
of drinks.
They do, yeah.
So which is kind of cool. So let's start with the first one. And I know you said something, and I can't remember, Caramel Brulee something.
It's Caramel Pumpkin Brulee Cold Brew.
Okay, so Caramel Pumpkin Brulee Cold Brew. So we're talking about... Caramel, brulee, mm-hmm. meaning they somehow took a flame to it and burnt the sugar. So you had that burnt sugar flavor in it.
I highly doubt they actually did that.
Yeah, but I'm assuming that's the flavor you're going for, right?
It's a soft top with pumpkin drizzle and raw sugar.
Okay.
So that's their version of their brulee. Oh, the raw sugar's just sitting on top of it.
Okay, so we're talking about brown sugar, pumpkin, and caramel flavors mm-hmm. With cold brew. So the one thing I don't know, I'm trying to figure out, I don't think their cold brew is made in-house.
That's what you were saying.
So I don't know where their cold brew comes from to say whether or not the cold brew is that great because I haven't had it by itself. The only thing, my experience for you guys out there in, what do you call this? Not La La Land.
Podcast land?
Yeah, it's not TV land.
I know, podcast land. It's not radio land either, sir.
Yeah, it's not. You know, I was about to say radio land.
Because you always like to make radio references.
Yeah, can't help it. So out there in podcast land, the only experience I had before, I think, was with their Breve. And their Breve is half, it's like a Olay. So half mm-hmm. coffee, half and half. Or half cream. Half cream, half coffee.
Is that what their drinks are?
I think that's what
the Breve is. I thought it was espresso in the Breve.
Is it? I don't remember espresso. I remember being something like that.
It's coffee?
It's a different type of version. It's not like the traditional classic Breve.
Okay. I'm going to have to look this up.
Yeah, I don't want to get into that. Yeah, I don't remember. So whatever the Breve was, I had that. It was pretty decent. Mm-hmm. I'll give you my afterthoughts of what I think of overall general. But so let's go with the Caramel Pumpkin Brulee Cold Brew.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
What did you think of that?
I don't think I tried it.
You had to have. I had it.
Just one quick sip?
Yeah, you did.
It was not memorable, probably because I didn't care for the cold brew part.
Well, I was going to tell you, I can remember exactly what you were saying.
I did?
Yeah,
what did I say?
You don't like the cold brew.
Okay, so
you said it's so strong and it's all I taste is cold brew.
Yeah.
And a little bit of some spice stuff. I don't know what I'm tasting. I don't know what this is.
You know what it was? It's because I used a straw and I drank from the very bottom. So I feel like was it a sippy cup?
It was not a sippy cup.
It wasn't?
No. It's not like the Starbucks cups. They had a straw.
They gave us a straw, but yeah. I feel like it was a sippy cup.
I don't remember sipping from it. I feel like I was drinking. You have pictures of it.
I know. I just thought about that. I was like, why am I asking pictures? You? I got pictures.
Yeah. I got a photographic memory on it. So a cell phone.
Ha!
Yeah, maybe it was a sippy thing, but you were tasting my cup.
I know, but we were using the straw.
Yeah.
So I feel like if I had sipped it, I probably would have got more of the sugar and be like, this is tasty.
Nah, no, it was no sugar.
Okay.
Nah. Sorry for that. Nah, I might sound nasty on here. But for me, that
Caramel pumpkin
brulee cold brew was not sweet. Didn't taste like cold brew, which was a good thing if you want cold brew.
But I feel like all the cold brews you've ever ordered just isn't sweet.
They're not, because that's not what cold brew is about.
Yeah.
Cold brew is about having something strong.
So why do you keep ordering cold brew?
Because the fact is I want to have something strong with something...
Sweet, too?
Kind of sweet to go with it, but not overly sweet.
Oh, okay.
So I can kind of enjoy my strong coffee with a little bit of, you know, it's like taking the bitter pill with a little bit of sweetness so it won't be super bitter.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down.
What? Oh, my God. You know, that makes no sense because you're not drinking a lot of medicine to begin with. That's more like equal amounts of spoonful of sugar and medicine.
The funny thing is, though, the classic Italian way of drinking espresso is a spoonful of sugar and an espresso shot.
That's what one of our regulars does, right?
Yeah, that's a classic way of drinking.
Oh, so they are sophisticated.
I don't mind having a little bit of sweetness with the cold brew.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is, and then this is what I've said before, I feel like spices such as cinnamon, it helps enhance the flavor. Sometimes the bitterness of the cold brew, which I don't like. I'm not a bitter person. That's why I don't like hops. You know, I don't like beers.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, so to me, it didn't make it. It didn't complement it very well. I didn't taste much caramel. I didn't. All I taste was some type of spice burnt brulee thing. I didn't taste any pumpkin. And I guess brulee is sugar. I don't know what it was. It didn't taste like to me.
The brulee portion should be like the soft top with the raw sugar, and then usually it's melted.
Whatever they were trying to come through with,
it didn't work out.
It didn't work out.
Okay.
And I know they have a chai version of that, which you had wanted to try, the chai thought you were getting.
Yeah, my dumb self. I didn't realize I was ordering the wrong drink, but I'm glad because then it gave us something else to drink.
All right. So what's the next one? Sweater.
So the one I accidentally ordered was sweater weather chai with white coffee.
And see, the funny thing was is that when I looked at that, I'm like, she wants to order white coffee. She knows we have white coffee, and white coffee is very nutty.
Look, man, yesterday was a long day, and like I read white coffee. I was like, yeah, let me try this. Not remembering I have tried it before at the cafe.
So what did you think of it?
It was very nutty flavored.
Was it sweet?
It was sweet.
It had that nut taste.
Yeah, it had a very strong nut flavor, which comes from the white coffee.
How strong was that nut?
It's
just keep it PG-13.
It was very noticeable going down. So. Yeah, Did you gulp it or sip it? I just spent time sipping it because
let me stop. You know I was going.
I know where you're going with that one. I didn't really care for the white coffee flavor. That's why I was telling you, like, man, I ordered the wrong thing.
I tasted it. I didn't really taste the chai. Once again, I'm like, where's the chai part of the drink?
It was a hint taste of it.
But I like my chai spicy. And all I tasted, and that's funny, I don't like a lot of spice in that pumpkin spice, but I like the chai spice spicy. And that didn't taste like chai to me. It just tastes like the, what's that, Oregon chai?
Mm-hmm.
The brand is just really sweet.
Yeah.
And then the nut part, of course, you know, it didn't bother me, but it wasn't like it's a nasty taste, but it wasn't like a taste I was like, oh, I'm enjoying that taste. That's why when I think we had the white coffee, we did it with something, nuts and chews.
Oh, yeah, that's so why,
to give it that nutty taste, we tell people it tastes nutty.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get back to what we think on all the drinks. What's the third drink?
And then the third one, which was a last minute afterthought, because we're like, we may not be back out here. We got the pumpkin pie frost.
Okay, so what is a frost?
It's Dutch Brothers milkshake.
Okay.
Though I don't know if it's really made with ice cream.
It's a milkshake. They put milk in it and they shook it.
Is that what it is?
That'd be
so
funny.
Because when I say their version of milkshake, I'm thinking it's like the boba places that tell you strawberry milkshake, but then you find out it's strawberry with ice and milk blended together, and they call it a milkshake.
Yeah. I think it was something similar to that. I'd be funny though if they just actually took milk and put it in there and shook it like in a shaker, and then poured it back. It's like not a shaker.
No, but then it was a blended drink, wasn't it?
No, but they put it in a cocktail shaker and they just went this. It was blended, but it didn't taste like ice cream. So I don't think it was a milkshake with ice cream type of thing.
So it was milk and ice.
Yeah. So did it, is it called pumpkin or pumpkin pie? What was it called?
Pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie. So did it taste like pumpkin to you or pumpkin pie?
It tasted like pumpkin pie to me. I didn't taste much spice.
I don't think it's supposed to. It's pumpkin pie. Oh, okay.
So it should just be.
I would say, though, it kind of tastes like an artificial pumpkin. It didn't really taste like, you know, like a pumpkin. Like, it was like, I can tell it's pumpkin, but it's like, you know, when you have watermelon and you have candy, like a
watermelon candy.
Yeah, you can taste the difference. That's the fake watermelon versus the real watermelon.
It's, look, watermelon candy tastes nothing like watermelon. Actual watermelon.
Yeah. Sorry. LA night. Yeah. So caramel, pumpkin, brulee, cold brew. What were your thoughts on that?
I didn't care for it.
Okay, so that's a thumbs down for you.
Thumbs down for me, only because I don't care for strong coffee, which you already knew.
You know, for me, I always tell people, go try it. Go try it for yourself. It might be your cup of tea, but it wasn't mine today. So I'm going to give it a thumbs down.
But you're still telling people to try it.
You should always try it.
That's true.
See for yourself what it tastes like, if you like it, because your taste buds are different than my taste buds and different than your taste buds.
I'm trying to remember. I feel like their prices weren't that expensive.
Don't know. It's different places, different regions, so it ain't gonna matter about the price. All right, so sweatshirt weather.
I didn't care for this one either.
All right.
The white coffee threw it off for me. I should have knew when I read it out loud.
I'm going to tell you, go try it so you can see what the nut tastes like. but other than that,
you can see what Teresa doesn't like about it.
It's one of those things when you smell something that stinks or taste something that's very nasty and you want others to experience your experience.
Oh, so we can all suffer together.
So you go try that sweater weather. but white coffee is a unique taste. It's like eggnog or something. Yeah. So there's someone out there who likes it. So that'd be
here's the thing. It's just, I don't like nut flavored anything. I don't like to eat nuts of any sorts.
I don't think a lot of people eat nut.
So it's like, if you do enjoy like eating nuts as a snack, you may like that flavor. I don't care for that flavor.
That's what she said. all right, in case the kids out there listening. So for me, sweater weather, I would say, like I always say, go try it. I personally am never going to order that. That's not my cup of tea. And
it's not your cup of chai?
It's not my cup of chai. So I'm good. Pumpkin wannabe shake. What were your thoughts about that?
I don't care for it either.
Okay, so I'll let you in on this. So I didn't finish the drink. Went home late night. I decided. I said, I'm going to drink this drink. It didn't do too well with my tummy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did it like separate and stuff like that?
No, it didn't. It still stayed the same.
Okay.
Yeah, it looked the same.
Did you drink the whole thing last night?
I drank that. Was that last night? I drank that whole thing. It was last night. Yeah, I drank the whole thing.
That's why.
So
there wasn't a very nice party in your tummy.
Possibly. There's a party in my tummy.
It wasn't in a good way, though. So yummy.
Pumpkin shake from Dutch Brothers. Do you want to go to the party in my tummy? Yeah. All right. Shake and my tummy party. Yeah, it was so yummy. No, not really. I just wanted to drink it because I had another drink late.
Was going
to
say, was it one of those like you had nothing to drink? So you're like, let me just down
it was,
this real quick.
It was water or that shake. And I chose that shake over water.
He was desperate.
So yeah, but to be honest, it wasn't horrible, but when I think of milkshake, and they didn't say milkshake, they just said shake. But
it's called a frost. And they call it Dutch Brothers version of milkshake.
That's not my version of a milkshake. Mm-hmm. That's not what I think a milkshake is. We were, we were in LA last year, coming from Lightbox. We stopped at a place, a Cameron-named place. We had a pumpkin milkshake.
Yes.
That was a chicken spot. Yeah, that was a pumpkin milkshake.
That was delicious.
We were in New Jersey, and we were in one of the malls, and we had a pumpkin milkshake from Golden Godiva, wherever, what was it?
Yeah.
We had a pumpkin milkshake.
That was a pumpkin milkshake?
Yes. Pumpkin something, but that still was a pumpkin milkshake.
Okay.
You know, we had...
That was actual ice cream, though.
That's what I'm saying. Pumpkin...
Oh, it was a Haagen-Dazs. It wasn't Haagen-Dazs. Like a Haagen-Dazs, yeah.
Haagen-Dazs, but that's not the point. The point is, that's a milkshake.
That is, yeah.
You know, with that, everybody's saying, L-A. No. Anyways, so that's a milkshake. Not that stuff that they said is their version of a milkshake.
Their frost.
So, if you want to have their version of a milkshake, go try it.
It might be healthier than an actual pumpkin milkshake.
Don't get me wrong here. Mm-hmm. Starbucks made a killing off of junk coffee drinks.
The Frappuccinos.
This place here, so far, is just junk drinks.
It is.
I don't even taste coffee in half these drinks, except for the cold brew. But that's because they probably don't make the cold brew there.
Mm-hmm.
So the other stuff that we had was just a junk drink.
Yeah.
I didn't even get the real coffee flavor from the junk drink. I'm not talking about the pumpkin, whatchamacallit, and the chai, I get it, but I've had something else before, so I'm going to keep trying this place.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's giving me Sonic vibes. Sonic has the best sounding tasting drinks. But when drink them, they're not the tastiest drinks of all time, but they sound good as hell.
Yeah.
You know, I still like their ocean water, though. Don't get me wrong. Ocean water is one of my favorite things there. But it doesn't have, how you say it, the flavors are bland. When you go to Sonic's, it doesn't have flavors that like pop in your mouth. They're bland flavors.
Are you going to say what
no,
I
I'm not going to say that.
Okay.
People already know those folks who like bland flavors and who they're made for. So I feel like that is what Dutch Brothers is.
Mm-hmm.
It's bland flavors for people who like bland. No, they're not basic drinks. They're not basic stuff. They do a lot of great stuff, but the flavors are bland.
It's unique. The names and stuff like that.
I feel like their flavors need to be a little more bold. Mm-hmm. Like Canada Dry.
Like Canada Bold. Dry Bold. Bring that,
they need to bring back. Yes, Canada Dry. Bring it back. I'm also upset off topic.
I almost said Make America Great
Make
Again.
Make America Great Again. I'm also upset by what was that I showed you? I can't remember the soda. It wasn't the Mountain Dew. There was another soda that they had in another state that they didn't bring here. I was upset.
I cannot think of it.
Was a mango or something? Or dragon fruit or something? Fanta. I think it was a Fanta drink.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired of y'all doing that, Fanta. We want the same kind of stuff. It was melon. It was a melon drink, but I don't know if it was Fanta. It might have been Mountain Dew melon or something melon that someone didn't bring here, and we got a different version. I think it was a Mountain Dew. And Mountain Dew didn't give us the melon. They gave us the mystery flavored. I don't want that mystery flavored shit.
Mm.
Excuse my language. Give us the good stuff.
Yeah.
You know? That's
stop
what
making
want.
It so regional. I mean, like, it's like the U.S., they should just give us all the same flavors. Why did they do it separately?
I mean, different countries, different things. I mean, I don't mind things being regional, but at the same time, it's not fair. Circulate it. Let us all have a try it. If you don't like it, you don't sell it well, then don't sell it. But the bowl, so I don't know what's going wrong with them.
A lot of people are asking, where is it? I don't know why they haven't brought it back yet.
Yeah, so I know we're off topic, people, but anyways, I like the bowl. Let's go back over our drinks again. We're going to start off with our caramel pumpkin
brulee
cold brew.
We already said what we want.
Well, we just want to reiterate.
Oh, it's a nay for me.
It's a negatory over here, but go try it. Okay? Sweater weather.
It's nay.
Negatory over here also, but go try it. And the last one was a pumpkin frost.
Pumpkin pie frost.
Pumpkin
which
pie
I
frost.
I say nay as well.
I would say Jack Frost can just freeze that on the way and get rid of it. And that's also another nay. What animal makes nay sound? Nay.
Horses.
Nay. Nay. Why almost like a lamb? Nay. But that's
lambs
bah.
Are ba.
But still, nay on all those. Sorry, Dutch Brothers. I know this is the first time we have done. I think we have them in our Instagram, but we have
we've never actually reviewed them
because they haven't been national. We've been sticking with national stuff. So sorry, Dutch Brothers, we're not totally against you. We're just against those drinks.
But at the same time, Dutch Brothers was never like a close location. We would have had to go to Brentwood, but it's
Brentwood,
just
Davis.
They just opened this one in August.
Yeah, which I told Martinez. You, which was weird because I used to go to school right next to that.
Right, it was so funny, guys. I was telling him directions. And he's all telling me, oh, look, this is the Safeway, and this is where I went to adult school. And I was like, we just passed the Dutch Bros.
And I was like, that's
where he's like, it's a Wendy's. It's not Dutch Bros.
It was Wendy's. They closed the Wendy's down. Roach infested. No.
That was so hilarious because he was like so confident about that location and he didn't realize it was right there.
I knew the street, I knew where to get off and the freeway at.
Yeah, you immediately asked, this exit?
So I was like, Alhambra Way, that's the exit. Let's get off because I know that it is. I just didn't know that location was where the Wendy's was at because I wouldn't know exactly how to get there because it was right next to my school.
That's true. Yeah.
So I kind of wish though it was there when I was going to school. Now, Judge Brothers. it's like being in the military and as a guy, and there's no other ladies around. The only lady that you see in there is this lady that's in the military. She becomes the hottest lady in the world. That's how Dutch Brothers would have been for me in that school. Mm-hmm. They right became the hottest coffee place in the world because they were right next to the school. So when I had a break, I'd have went over there every single day. Like, that was the mm-hmm. best tasting coffee I've ever had in my life.
You would go there every day.
Yes. Only in that location, though. Mm-hmm. Once I got out that location, it's not
that's
the,
it. Yeah,
that's it. So please join us. But thank you for listening so far. For our coffee shop talk coming up next.
Bad barista, yeah, they're bad. Bad barista, yeah, they're bad. Bad barista, yeah, they're bad. Are they bad meaning bad or bad meaning good? Good, good, good.